Well, hello and welcome to Uncluttered, a podcast that discusses the connection between faith and organizing. Our focus is not just how to be organized, but why it's important from a biblical standpoint that we leave the chaos and the clutter in our lives behind. I'm Leanna George, an author and former professional organizer living in Houston, Texas.
And I'm Angie Heitch, an author and certified professional organizer living in East Tennessee. So, are you ready to unclutter your heart and your home so you can focus on what matters most? Let's dive in. All right. So, if you happen to be watching on YouTube and you've watched our podcast before, you may notice things look a little different. So, I just want to explain we had some technical difficulties with our recordings. And so, we're just on a Zoom call. If you're listening, you have no idea what I'm talking about, and that is totally fine. So, Leanna and I are super excited to have a special guest today on our podcast. It's time for another listener success story. And today we're welcoming Noah Bowen to the podcast. I have known Noah and his wife, Chelsea, for quite a few years. We go to the same church in East Tennessee, and we often speak about decluttering and simplifying our lives. Noah's a podcast listener. He and Chelsea have done a great job of putting the principles that we talk about on this podcast into practice in their home. I know you're going to learn a lot from him and his example. So we're going to start, just going to tell you a little bit more about Noah. Noah is a certified girl dad. He has a 2.5-year-old daughter, and recently he and his wife, Chelsea, welcomed their second daughter into the world. By day, he's an industrial engineer for a Fortune 50 retailer, and at night, he is a double win coach, where he helps clients achieve the double win by winning at work and succeeding in life. Deeply committed to his faith, Noah is active in his church and has a heart for spiritual formation. He loves a good cup of coffee and gratefully calls East Tennessee home. Noah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you both for having me.
Oh, we're so glad that you're giving us your time and willing to share, open back the curtain to your life and your struggles and your successes with us and our listeners today. So thank you. We wanted to invite you on today because you're just such a great example of, like I said, a success story. You've been able to work through the challenges and make long-lasting changes in your life. But I know that, and Angie and I know that those challenges haven't been easy. And so today, we just love for you to share more about the journey with our listeners, both the good and the bad, the mistakes and the setbacks. I know that our listeners will be inspired by your success story, and I think that it will really help people to relate and say, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who's had those problems or those struggles. So that's kind of what we're looking at for today. Are you in, Noah?
I'm so in. I'm
All
excited.
right. Awesome. Well, we're going to talk. Angie gave us a great bio for you, but I want to know a little bit more about yourself. Like, what are your hobbies, or what is your what do you love to do, kind of stuff around?
Yeah, as Angie said in my intro, as a certified girl dad, as I like to say now, just spending time with the girls and well, really just our older one right now, the younger ones, just a few weeks. So she's in a different stage, but I look forward to raising them. And then most recently, the running bug has bit me. And so I've been running a lot. I hope you all are getting in shape as you run with me as I listen to the podcast. So I hope that translates somehow. I don't think it will, but
I would love if it would, Noah. I would love
yeah.
but that's
So,
awesome.
and as Angie said, I've been coaching lately and just exploring how I can help others. And I think there's a lot of overlap in how I like to help people and how you all do. So I think it's going to be a fun discussion.
Yeah, and there's definitely overlap with your work as well, as we
Right.
sometimes talk about. So
Yeah, absolutely.
that's really cool. Okay, would you mind telling us a little about your faith story, your journey in faith?
Yeah, so I'm so grateful that I had a great scout troop. So my dad was Pentecostal and my mom was Catholic, and so that's a pretty big range.
That is.
So we met in the middle at a Methodist church when I was 16. That's when we re I really started going consistently. And then fast forward a few years, post-college, we found the church that Angie and I go to now. And that's where I think I learned God's love from that first church. And it was amazing, from the people, from the pastor, from everyone. But that real intimate relationship with the Lord came from the church we go to now. And so post-college, right before I got married, was a pretty pivotal moment for me in my faith story. And since then, just been trying to learn as much as I can about, you know, becoming more of a person of love. And what does that look like?
Nice.
That's awesome. I love that we all have unique faith stories, right? We don't all come the same way. And I think that's on purpose. I love that God does that. Okay, so I have to admit, Noah, when Angie said, I have a guy, this guy, and she talked about this guy from her church who just loved our podcast, which is great, but it's unusual that we have a guy. So it's really, really cool that you have a different perspective. So I know the answer to this, but I'm sure most of our listeners have figured that as well. But how did you find out about the Uncluttered podcast and the whole organizing need for being organized?
Yeah. So this, obviously it's Angie, right? So going to church together, her book, but this really started in college for me when I learned about the Toyota production system and how Toyota did such a good job of keeping things clean and neat and organized. And I started, just as I was learning about the principles, applying them. And that's the first time I felt like I was ever organized in anything in my life. And so it started then. And then when I got to meet Angie and learn about this whole field, I didn't know it existed until post-college and going to church. So it's been a fun journey since.
Yeah. And what's the name of that system? I know you've told me, but
so
5S.
Yeah. 5S is what they're really known for, which
yeah,
I can't,
and it just,
the 5S's in their terms, but it's, oh man, set, excuse me, sort, shine, set, standardize, and sustain. So those are the 5S's in English. I don't know what they are in Japanese.
Yeah.
Not a real lean person, just a fake lean person. So
that's cool. All right. So what would you say is your biggest organizing challenge? You know, we like to talk about the three big areas: physical clutter, schedule clutter, or attention clutter. So which one do you feel like is the biggest challenge for you? And would you mind giving us some examples of how this kind of clutter has affected your life?
Yeah, I'll quickly mention all three of different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw a fourth one in and ask you all about it while I have your time.
Ooh, nice. Okay, love it. Yeah.
Okay, so it started with physical was the first, I guess, challenge came over that still working towards, but that was the stuff I learned about in college and the, you know, just keeping everything, having a place for it. That was a big thing I remembered from you early on, Angie, is, you know, everything has a home and it's in its home. So still working towards that. After that, started working more towards physical clutter. So getting rid of as many distractions as possible, still on that journey as well. But right now it's I would say attention. So it's just trying to, and schedule, I guess, kind of in between of with a newborn, you know, and one to two kids, trying to run this half marathon and train. It's just like, where do we put the minutes and what do you have to say no to? So that's where lately it's just learning to say yes to something means I have to say no to something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's not infinite time. But I've been curious, what I've been struggling with lately and just trying to work on is digital clutter. And I know you'll talk about it. Where do you bucket it in those three buckets?
Yeah, we tend to put it in the attention clutter.
Attention. Okay.
But it's not super obvious that it belongs there. I mean, I think it belongs really well in attention if it's like mindless scrolling and too much time on devices. That tends to fit well with attention. But there's also just, you know, like cleaning up your emails and your documents and the way those build up. And so, yeah, I don't know that it's absolutely belongs in attention every time. What do you think, Leanna?
Well, I think attention, right. I was going to say attention if you're scrolling, if you're letting your devices or your screen time or your emails, you know, or work-related stuff distracts you from the most important things in your life. But I guess I would put the other part where you're talking about your files. I would put that under more physical, even though it's not physical.
Yeah.
It's right. Digital. I guess we should say physical / digital because the technology world that we live in today, everything is that way. But that's where I'd put it. And it's a really good thing that you brought up. And we've talked about it before, I think on our blog or something like that, Angie. But it's such a big problem now, right? Yeah. I think we've talked about it before. It's out of sight, out of mind. So
exactly.
Our physical clutter is right in our face. So right. Yeah, but it's definitely something, Noah, that people, and it's more, as we become more technological, that people are going to need to address for sure.
Yeah.
I can't tell you all how many times I've tried to update to the newest iOS, but I don't have enough storage left on my phone. So I'm going through deleting old photos and all this. And it's like, there's gotta be a better way. There has to be.
Yeah,
it's hard. And I think the consequences of keeping something that is a physical object versus the keeping something that is digital, like Leanna said, the physical thing, we have to look at it.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to just save so many things until we reach an issue like we've run out of storage. Or, I mean, sometimes I have to make myself schedule digital decluttering days. I always think it's going to be worse than it is. It's probably that way for anything. But I try to once a year or twice a year at best go through all my Google Drive and my email. But it is something I procrastinate big time. So that's a good one.
But, you know, I found to do things is just short increments of time. You know, if I'm waiting in a doctor's office, right?
Yeah.
Go through those photos and, you know, delete them. If I'm standing in a long line somewhere, right, I can go through my emails and just hit unsubscribe or move to junk, you know, and you would be amazed at how much you could clean up your digital life with just those 10 minutes.
Yeah, this really cool trick that I learned. I forget where I learned this, but photos do tend to be a really tough one. And a lot of times we'll take, you know, screenshots of things we don't really intend to keep long term. But the trick was to go to your photos and search for the current day that you are, but not the year. So like, you know, October 21st, whatever. And it'll show you every photo that you've ever taken on October 21st, all through the years, which is going to be you know, not an overwhelming amount, and just go through those. And if you did that every day or even every few days, and it's kind of a cool little, you know, bite-sized, which always is helpful.
And you get the review past years, and maybe as you're deleting bad photos you don't need, experiencing memories you hadn't seen in a while.
I like that.
And again, you can do that in 10, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It's,
I think just like physical, it's so easy to feel so overwhelmed by it, by I have to go through all 6,000 photos or whatever, but what they're saying, just keep it bite-sized.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for that.
I've been curious. Is that the only question you have, or did you have another one about digital?
Okay. No, maybe at a different point, if we have extra time, both writers. As I've been trying to write, idea capture, where do you keep it? How do you, I've been using the PARA method by Tiago Forte. That's been helping, but maybe another show, even if y'all would want to talk about how you stay organized as writers, that would be really neat. But
yeah, that's a good one. It's a good topic. Yeah.
But so you mentioned some of your struggles, but what was the moment or what happened in your life that made you realize you've got to get this clutter under control? Was there a turning point for you?
As our family's grown, we've gone from, so we have a 4-bedroom house, and each room was just like, we always had a clutter room, honestly, where we could just keep it. And then now that we filled the master bedroom and office, and then now two little girls' rooms, it's like we had nowhere. And so every time we had to move stuff to, you know, paint a room and get it ready or whatever that looks like, that was a reminder. I wouldn't say that I ever had a just aha moment, but I know looking back, we can see signs of the progress we've made. Every Monday night, we had to block off the calendar just to recover from the weekend. And the house would be dirty and cluttered and all that. And that was before kids. So it's like, what are we doing? You know, I have no idea. I really don't. But now we, you know, go in the Sunday. We try to, not always, you know, with a clean, clutter-free house so we can enjoy the Sabbath of just resting or whatever we want to do, but instead of feeling behind.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. So yeah, having an extra room was kind of your fallback for a while, and then you needed that extra room. And many, many people have a junk room. And So that's great seeing the different stages. Yeah. Can you tell us about any approaches that you've taken in the past that have either really worked well, or even if you're willing to tell us something that you tried that was just absolutely a flop?
Sure. The flops come to mind pretty quickly. I think you all say it a lot about, you know, if you fail the plan, say, what's the term? If you fail the plan, you're planning to fail, right? Yeah. Sorry, Leah, there. We'll throw it on the calendar, but then do we stick to it? Do we actually follow through? Do we plan the babysitters? Do we, you know, give it the time that it's allotted? I think the biggest one is just not following through on the decluttering schedule we've created. We've created break up the year in this periods of 6 weeks, and we hope to do one area of the house every 6 weeks.
Oh, so I like that.
We're trying now and just saying somewhere in these 6 weeks, schedule it. We'll see if that works any better than what we've done previously. Yeah. The biggest win we had in changing it, the culture kind of as a family, was the 30-day minimalism game.
Yes.
Is that the term they give?
Minimalism. Yeah. 30-day minimalism challenge or whatever.
Challenge. Yeah. And so day one item, day two items. So by the end of the 30 days, it's over 600 items out of your house.
Yeah.
And you know, you do the first few days and you have that momentum, but you're like, how in the world will we do day 29 and 30? But then you realize, oof, we had a lot more stuff than we realized. So that was a great change of like culture for us and identity as a family of, no, we're going to be organized. We're not going to have things that we aren't taking care of and aren't being used.
Yeah. And if listeners want to find out more about that, that's from the Minimalists, Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus, and the minimalist.com, that 30-day challenge. So it's a great one. Yeah.
So now that you talked about, you know, when you realize you needed to be more organized and that the approaches you've taken, when did you go, you know what, I can do this. I can be an organized person. I can have an organized lifestyle. Did anything particular, just, you know, where you felt like, yeah, I can do this?
Yeah, that started it. But I'll say really what's been kind of affirming that of, no, I am an organized person rather than the not, which I've always felt like, is every day part of my startup routine from my work is I clean my office. I get it back to and I set a 3-minute timer, and it's 80% of the days I can get the office back in order within 3 minutes.
That's fantastic.
And to me, that's the win, right? Mm-hmm. To me, that shows that, okay, we are doing this. Now, is the office the only room that's like that? Probably, you know, like the rooms aren't there yet, but it's about the progress on the journey. So,
yes. And I tell people a lot that whether or not you're organized doesn't necessarily equate to what your space looks like at any point in time, because it's never going to be perfect, or else we're not living, you know. But it's about how quickly we can recover when it gets out of sorts. And the fact that you can do that office reset in 3 minutes says that that you've got your systems and you've got your homes for things, because the reset is just like that.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. How about you have said in your bio, and when we talk, it is obvious that God's word and your faith is very important to you. And I'd love to know if there are any particular scriptures that have been, that have inspired you in your journey to be decluttered and organized.
Yes. There's really there's two narratives in scripture. I'll point at two specific verses, but the other one I don't have just handy. But the narrative of, you know, first we see in Ephesians 4 that he gave the fivefold ministry to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, not for the fivefold ministry to be the saints that do ministry, right? And so I think we all have our own ministries, whatever that looks like, whenever we go to work or we go home. And I don't think being delayed via clutter or being spread too thin is me ministering to my family well, or me ministering to, if I'm, you know, always behind at work and stressed and can't find that file I need for a meeting, well, I'm not, you know, being my best self. I'm not loving my coworkers well because I'm going to be stressed and a little short with them, right? And so I think that we all have a ministry, and that it also earlier in Ephesians 2:10, and I think y'all mentioned it, you know, that we were created, we were God's workmanship, and that we were created to do good works that he has prepared for us ahead of time. That one is a kind of a core verse for me in all of life. And then the theme of the royal priesthood throughout scripture, and see it more in Acts, but that again, we are to be, instead of the one priest that could talk to God and be with God, we all have that ability. And so as we go into our, wherever we're going, that we are a royal priesthood. And so, again, I think all of the clutters that y'all have mentioned keep us from doing that to most effectively.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I love that. And I love how you've, you know, for you, it's not just a, well, the Bible says this, and so I got to do it. But you've made this a part of your identity. This is what God has charged me to do. And I know the best way to do that is to rid myself of all that's unnecessary. And we know the more that we are, make habit changes a part of who we are, the more effective we're going to be. And it's even more beautiful when it's a part of who you are in Christ. So I love that. Wonderful.
Beautiful verses. Thanks for sharing that. Well, since we're talking about sharing our favorite things, what, if any of our podcast episodes have been most helpful or meaningful to you?
Y'all, when you had your spouses on, I can remember where I was running that day, and I'm just over on the side of the road. People are driving by me. I'm laughing. They probably think I'm hallucinating at this point. That was, I think that was two episodes, right? You split it in two. I believe I could be wrong there. Or was it just one?
No, we had one. We were talking about being the more organized of the spouse, but then the one with Clint and Eric was just one. But
yeah. Okay. Yes. That I loved it. I think we as a family could align with a lot of that. We've even joked about the water glass, Chelsea. Yes. I left it out on purpose. I'm like, thank you. So I really enjoyed that episode. I enjoyed, because we do have a 2-year-old right now, I enjoyed the 2-part episode about kids. Some great ideas I never heard of, thought of. The resources episode, I think that was the end of season one.
Yes. Or,
every book y'all mentioned I've read, like I loved everything there.
Yeah.
And then specifically season 2, episodes 6 and 7, because I think that's the attention clutter and the, attention clutter and schedule clutter. Excuse me. I couldn't think of the other term. So those two are the ones, like physical, I think, is just the more known clutter, right? And so just discussing those and giving light. And I love how You all started with, you know, it's, there's no shame in y'all's podcast ever. And I love it. It's all about just taking one little step in the direction towards a decluttered life where you can maximize time in your priorities. So thank you for the way you host through all episodes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for listening and being probably our most devoted listener.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. I would love to know what one or two pieces of advice you would like to make sure our listeners hear today. And this can be something that is totally your own. You know, you have an active coaching business, and so you are helping people live their best life, you know, more related to simplicity and decluttering, organizing. But what do you want to make sure listeners hear?
Yeah, the one practical thing and then one kind of bigger idea is, but the first practical one is the, I call it 3S for 3 minutes. And it's the first three S's of the 5S sequence. Okay. And it's basically just returning everything to its home for 3 minutes. That has done wonders because I do it every single day.
Okay.
And I can never find an excuse that doesn't allow me 3 minutes. You know, if I say I'm going to clean and declutter for 30 minutes, well, I need to do this or that. But 3 minutes, okay, I've never been able to find an excuse for that.
Yeah. So do you literally set a timer every day for 3 minutes?
Yeah. And
nice.
Just bought a little one that you can flip on its sides. And the first side is 3 minutes. And so
on
my watch. Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
And then the other one is you're on a journey, right? There's not a destination. I would argue that both of you probably have areas that you're still struggling to declutter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you're super honest about it on your show, and you're the declutter experts, right? And so just because your home isn't organized doesn't mean you're a disorganized person. It just means that there's still more time and energy in places that haven't gotten there yet. Just like a runner, right? That I've got the runner's bug lately. A lot of people out there finished way before I did, but they didn't look like runners. But they're runners, and they're getting there in their health journey, just like we all are with our organization. So,
yeah, that's great, really good,
excellent.
Well, speaking of your coaching, as we wrap up now, and we're so grateful to have had you on and for all the insights you shared with us. Tell us a little bit more about your coaching services and any special offers you might have for our audience and how they can get in touch with you. If they're like, wow, I listened to him, I really liked him, I think he could help me. How can they connect with you?
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity because there is so much overlap. My joy is watching people spending more time in what matters most to them and what they value, just like you all. And as a double win coach, the double win is about you can win at work and succeed in life. You don't have to choose either or. You don't have to just go after work, or you don't have to what we call pull the ambition brake and not really have a career, but have a great home life. So how do we do both? And then as my type of coaching is different. So I was trained through the Professional Christian Coaching Institute, where it's not about me telling. That's the difference that I want to make sure your audience knew. That's more of a consultative approach, and that's wonderful when needed. But the approach that they taught us was to draw it out through questions. So it's not about me and my life and what I know. It's more about my ability to help you pull out what you need to see to take action on that. And so I love doing it. It's just so much fun. And for your audience, because there is so much overlap, what I want to do is I always offer one free coaching session so that way I can get to help someone as much as I can and they can figure out if my coaching works for them. But for your audience, I want to offer that second follow-up session as well so that not only are we meeting and gaining some massive awareness, but there's also accountability. We're going to meet again and you can take some action items away, try stuff, see what works, what doesn't, and then come back again and have a whole nother hour together to try and build a blueprint for the future. And if that's all that happens and we don't work together after that, that's still amazing to me, because it's, for me, it's helping. It's not paying my bills. It's not for that. It's just to truly help people. And it's what I love to do. And people can find out more at noahbowen.com/uncluttered, or just noahbowen.com, and you'll be able to find a link there.
Well, that is so generous. Thank you.
Yes.
So generous of you and your time. And I truly hope our listeners will take Noah up on his offer, because I don't know him personally. I know Angie does. But just from what I've talked to him, I just know that he is a very wise and helpful. He's got a heart to help. So thank you, Noah. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Listeners, you guys, that is like a little nugget of gold right there being offered to you for free. So I hope listeners will take advantage of that. That's wonderful. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, Noah, as much as we've loved having you and visiting with you, that is it for this episode of the Uncluttered Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as we did, and we'd love to hear from you about what you learned from Noah in this episode. So drop us a line by email at contact@uncluttered.faith and let us know.
Yeah. And as always, we ask you to help us spread the word about the podcast by sharing this episode with a friend or the show. That's the number one way people find us, is by someone personally spreading the word. And if you haven't subscribed, rate, and review, we would be super appreciative for that. So until next time, remember, an uncluttered life is an abundant life.